We interrupt your regularly scheduled 4 hours of straight football talk because the Wizards have won two in a row, and they've done it in impressive fashion, and Bilal Coulibaly looks like a serious player. And to help us figure it out, we welcome in our friend Mr. Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports Network. Chase, what up, dude?
Not much, man. That song takes me back to covering the Nats. Reminds me of Jason Wirth.
There you go. I like it. Tell the truth. There's no way you expected them to be 2-2 through four games.
No, he expected them to be 4-0.
I did not expect them to be 2-2 through four games. Obviously, their two wins have come against the same team, the Atlanta Hawks. But the Hawks were in the play-in tournament last year. You know, they're not bad. I thought they had a really good offseason. And what's funny about that 2-2 record is the two teams they've lost to are arguably the two best teams in the league. The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics. Obviously, Boston won the title last year, and they're 4-1. And Cleveland is undefeated at 5-0. So it's not just 2-2, it's who they've played.
Yeah. Well, JP has been raving about Bilal Coulibaly. What are your thoughts on his plays thus far?
Oh, I mean, he has been so impressive. We knew he was athletic. We knew he could defend. But what he's done offensively this year has been, I think, a bigger leap than anyone expected to this point. He grew an inch over the past year, and he's 10 pounds.
Damn, he's still
bigger.
Growing.
He got
How
stronger.
Old is he?
Yeah. And he's still only 20, and he's still growing. But what's been a huge effect from that is he's just so aggressive and confident when he's on the court. He's playing like he knows he's one of the biggest, most athletic players on the floor. And he worked a lot on his ball handling this offseason. You know, he broke his wrist down the stretch of last year, so he had to basically only do things with his left hand for a few months. And he got to work and improved his left hand. And you're seeing it in the numbers. He's getting into the paint like three times as often as he did last year. He's shooting really well from three. Last night he had 27 points. That was a career high, which surpassed a career high that he set two games before that. So he is becoming a much better offensive player than anyone expected, especially with the ball in his hands, because we saw him knock down shots from the perimeter on catch and shoots last year. But now he's been a primary ball handler and looking like he fits that part.
Bilal has been – seems like he's way ahead of schedule, even for the people that were most excited about him. Does that seem fair?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a lot of people around the league that feel that way. I've talked to people from other teams who, you know, were picking and like beyond the lottery last year. And they said that, you know, as of like a month before the draft, they had their eyes on Bilal Coulibaly. Like they thought he was going to be there. And then, you know, he started being in the mix for a top 10 pick, and the Wizards ended up having to trade up to seventh to sort of ward off other teams to get him in that draft.
I'm going to show B. I retweeted you last night, this clip. Watch this. This is Bilal on defense. The clip you posted late second quarter where Bilal makes the steal on the pick and roll, pushes. Watch this follow, B. So he's throwing it to Alex Saar, who you'd like to see finish. Ooh! dude, I hope you enjoyed the grunting there, Chase.
That's kind of interesting. I'm on both sides of the thing right here.
What is Saar giving them right now?
A lot of really good defense. He's blocking a ton of shots. He's had multiple blocks in each of his first four games. That's a franchise record to begin a career. And I believe it's the longest streak any player's had since Joel Embiid back in 2016 to start an NBA career. You know, he's showing up really well in terms of contested shots. And the thing, I think if I were to point to one stat that's really stood out to me, it's not just the blocks, it's not just the contested shots, but he's up there around top five in the league and contested three-point shots, which is absolutely not normal for a seven-footer. And I think it really illustrates the potential they saw in him to be a versatile player on both ends of the floor, but specifically on defense, someone who can cover a ton of ground and competently switch on to smaller players and hold his own on the perimeter, because that's just not something a lot of big men can do.
Isn't he more of a defensive guy, though?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think this whole draft class, honestly, was more defensive than on the offensive end. And, you know, taking a lot of flack for the lack of scoring. But for a team like the Wizards that wants to build a defensive foundation, which I think is really smart, because if you look at all the teams that go deep in the playoffs, they play defense. it really worked in their favor. And Bilal Coulibaly was a defensive pick. Now we're seeing the offense come around, but he was a defensive pick. And so was Alex Saar. And GM Will Dawkins has said that himself, that that was a guy that they targeted for their his defense in particular, and they'll wait and see what he can do offensively over time. So I think they're evaluating him more so on the defensive end than they are with his scoring, but they like his potential there too, because as we've seen, he made play last night off the dribble where he threw a nice little pocket pass to Bilal Coulibaly. He can handle the ball. He could shoot a little bit from the outside. I don't think the percentages are going to be particularly high over the course of his rookie season, but you're also seeing flashes of his scoring as well.
I don't know who we need to talk to, but on Google box scores, they have Bub Carrington listed as Carlton Carrington. We need to get that fixed. Like, he should only be referred to as Bub and not Carlton.
Well, on his birth certificate, it says Carlton.
Yeah, but you always say don't give out my government, right? They need to chill with this.
You know, I tell you, don't give out my government.
How good has Bub been?
He's been really good. You know, the Wizards PR department had a great stat about him last night. He had a game, I think it was 16.6 rebounds and 6 assists, and he's the 6th youngest player to have that stat line. And the other guys that were ahead of him were like LeBron and Kevin Durant. Like, I mean, it was like a very exclusive group of players. So he's the youngest player on the team. He was 18 when he was drafted. They love his intensity and his mindset on both ends of the floor. I mean, he talks a lot of trash. He is a very aggressive player. Yeah, he's a very aggressive player getting into the paint. You know, I've been trying to avoid the phrase he's a dog, because that's what people keep saying about him so often. It gets cliche. But he is a dog on both ends of the floor. And the Wizards, you know, they could use more of that. They need more players like that who are dogs on defense in particular, and he absolutely brings that.
Chase, he's a Baltimore kid, dude. He's got no choice.
It was in him when he came here. So if you – all right, we understand that they're doing a rebuild and all this stuff, but if you wanted to tell people about this team, how would you describe them to get people to say, I need to go check them out?
Well, they're very young, but they're also very big, and they're versatile, and they play hard. And I think, you know, however many games they win this year, that's sort of the characteristics that they expect to have when they get, you know, on the other end of this rebuild, whenever they're ready to compete for the playoffs, or hopefully more than that. They want to have one of the biggest, most versatile teams in the league. So I think it's exciting to kind of watch those things sort of start to shine through, because you know they mean something in the big picture. You know, whatever the stat line is for an individual player at the end of the game, you know, you don't want to make too much of that. But the style that they're trying to play, especially the defense that I talked about with Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Saar, like 5 years from now, however long it takes, they want that to be their identity. So I think it's fun to watch. It's always fun, you know, to watch really talented young players sort of find their way in any league. And the Wizards have a bunch of them right now because, you know, they made a few trades to get 3 first-round picks. They had the 2nd pick, Alex Saar, the 14th pick, Bub Carrington, and, of course, also the 24th pick with Keyshawn George. It's not often that you could see that many first-round picks play on the same team as rookies. It ties the franchise record. It's only happened 2 times before for the Wizards. So, you know, they've got a lot of young talent that they're trying to develop right now.
We're talking with our friend Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports. You can follow him on all platforms, at Chase DC Sports. And I feel like you make really good TikTok videos. I've been enjoying them. I know that are your profession and a passion, but I also know what the Commanders, the Skins, mean to you. And you've posted some really good content. Listen, I'm not going to get too excited about the Wiz from a win-loss standpoint. I am allowing myself to get excited about the young team they're building. And if you look at the track record of, especially Dawkins and OKC, like, there's reasons to like this, right? The Commanders, though, we might have said that, and now we're at the halfway point of the season, and it's like, okay, we're excited about the future, but right now is exciting. How do you feel about the burgundy and gold?
I mean, really excited. I'm still sort of in shock at what happened on Sunday. It was the most surprising win I've ever seen them have, at least based on how the game finished. I was at the You Like That game. I've seen basically every game since the mid-90s, since Brian Mitchell was playing. But, you know, I was kind of trying to rack my memory what it reminded me of, and certainly the Monday Night Miracle. I think the most surprising win for me before this was probably in 06 when they blocked the field goal against the Cowboys and then Sean Taylor ran it back and had the face mask penalty to set up a game-winning field goal. But this was absolutely stunning. And my favorite part about it is I was able to watch that game with my family, and I could just tell, like, as it happened, that, like, that was going to be a special memory for me moving forward. And, you know, we haven't had too many games like that, and that's, like, kind of, I think, what makes football so beautiful, especially in this area, is just, like, you know, being able to share it with your family and your friends. And we just haven't had too many moments like that. And you know, on top of that, it felt like one of the first games where, like, okay, this is our team again. You know, when they rebranded, it was kind of like an expansion team, and it took a few years, but I feel like we're getting back to that. And obviously with Jaden Daniels, it's being taken to a completely different level.
Yes, it is.
All right, last one then. We've been asking this on the phones. How confident – you've been watching this team a long time. You know what has happened in the Meadowlands. How confident are you for Sunday game against New York in New Jersey?
I would say confident, but not like – I heard a caller earlier say he's already on to the Pittsburgh game. I'm not saying that because
– I'm glad he's not a player.
I mean, any division game in the NFC East, you can't overlook anyone. I mean, just think about on our side of things. Like, we would always get one. Like, remember Colt McCoy on Monday Night Football against the Cowboys? Like, anything can happen in the NFC East. So I would say
– Bro, last week the Browns beat the Ravens. Division games.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, James Winston. Yeah, so you just never know. You can't take it for granted, but certainly I'm probably more confident than I've ever been going into a matchup against the Giants.
All right, Chase. All right, Chase. Appreciate you. Hey, dude, listen to me on this. Monday night, Wiz Warriors. I would keep an eye around courtside for what could be some very broad-shouldered guests. Call it an educated guess on that one.
Wow, you know, I was just talking about this last night. I wonder when Jaden will show up to a game. I don't know if that's what you're referring to, but when he does, I have to think he'll get a pretty big applause.
It'll be interesting to see. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man.
All right, that's our friend Chase Hughes. Give him a follow at Chase DC Sports.